Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Kelsey Griffiths. A public interest law firm today filed a petition with the FCC to challenge the planned $8.4 billion merger between Paramount Global and Skydance Media. The Center for American Rights believes the investment is raising concerns about foreign influence over the U.S. media. So, Kelsey, what exactly does this petition do?
Hi, Holly. Thanks so much for having me. That's right. There are some new concerns that were raised to this merger in a comment period at the FCC, and some of those details just became public today. This petition gives the FCC reason to launch potentially a hearing into whether this merger should go through instead of just sort of approving it easily. So it could mean some speed bumps for the deal ultimately.
Is this a surprise or is it par for the course when it comes to big mergers like this?
So I think it's important to remember that even though the terms of the deal don't run afoul of any FCC media ownership rules, there have been some political concerns brought up in the context of this merger. Let's not forget that CBS is under the Paramount umbrella, and CBS, of course, has been the subject of ire from some of those on the right and center over the editing of a Kamala Harris interview on 60 Minutes. Those criticisms have kind of been amplified by incoming FCC Chair Brendan Carr and this group that filed the petition that we're talking about is also the one that filed a complaint at the FCC over CBS's handling of that interview. So I think it's no surprise that this group is continuing to weigh in.
And what exactly is it that they want the FCC to do? Is just to put the brakes on it and take a second look, or they want more action?
So the petition is actually a petition to deny the merger. The FCC can't do that unless they send it through a hearing process. But usually when they do that, that is kind of the death blow to a deal. It takes a really long time if it is designated for a hearing for that process to actually wrap up. And often the parties decide just not to go through with it if it does get to that point. But in the meantime, this does kind of give the parties a chance to negotiate. Maybe CBS is pressured into making some sort of commitment or making some sort of information public around this interview to kind of satisfy those critics. But, you know, I think that is a lot of speculation from folks on the politics side at this point. What we do know is that there are more and more questions being raised about this deal, specifically around the news media situation.
Now, remind us what the implications for a merger like this would have on the landscape, the media landscape as a whole.
Sure thing. So it puts Paramount's studios and news division, including CBS, together with Skydance, which is obviously another big media property. And it kind of combines two massive media families, enterprises. There's the Redstone family and the Ellison family. The Ellison family is behind Skydance as well as Oracle. And so it could just create this new sort of media powerhouse that we haven't necessarily seen before.
Yeah, the whole point of like having the FCC is to not necessarily prevent, big mergers like this, but just to make sure that everybody's, playing by the same rules and, it's never really an even playing field, but something kind of close.
That's right. The FCC is supposed to look at the deal and make sure that media companies that use the public airwaves, that broadcast content over the airwaves for free, are using that scarce resource to the public benefit and in the public interest. And so if this transaction is probed, incoming FCC Chair Brendan Carr has said that he will look, or he would like to look, at that news fairness question in the context of the merger.
That is Bloomberg's Kelsey Griffiths. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.